that election and how they got that done.
We'll do a staff report.
Almost not.
A couple of things. You'll be seeing the budget at the next meeting for 2014. It'll have our accomplishments for the past year, goals for the next year, and dollar figures. Some of those dollar figures are not yet complete yet, and I don't really want to guesstimate. That's why we're having one closed session issue today. There was a request from one board member for additional information on bankruptcy of municipalities, and I believe there's a Sackers presentation that's been recorded already. I'm not sure if Harvey did that one or not. It was from early spring that I'm going to make sure CD copies get out to the trustees on that.
You're going to send it to everyone?
I can, sure.
Yeah.
Like a DVR?
Probably, yes.
Oh, cool. I'll have to get one of those machines.
I would like to also follow on that suggestion from that staff member. I'd like to be a second person requesting it.
Well, I can send it to everybody. All right. So they're not, we can.
But I also want us to do some discussion.
Okay, so that'll be for next year's meeting.
Agendize that for.
If you'd like, I'd be happy to do a presentation.
Let's look at
meetings on.
We'll work on timing for that for early next year. And then, Tim.
A couple of things. We've executed all the documents for Aether. We expect to close on that fund tomorrow or Monday, so very shortly here. The Millowin on site is next week, December 5th. Brian, Rusty, Scott, and John attending that.
Actually, if Will wanted to go in my place, I was going to step aside.
That's fine.
All right. We'll do that. And we'll just meet there at 10 a.m. And I think you all have the information.
I do.
I will get that to you.
Thank you.
Singular Guff is scheduled for January 16th in Boston. I know Gabe and Deborah have expressed interest in attending that.
Did you read the email?
I did not see an email from you.
Nice.
Okay. Make sure that you're not getting blocked.
Spam. Hey, spam.
It's going to spam.
All right, Jerry.
What's your email domain?
I didn't delete it.
$12 you can buy your way.
That's the problem, right?
Could be, yeah.
Marty had mentioned the personnel change at Intech. I just want to reiterate that was a client communication group based down in West Palm Beach. Basically, the Princeton research team now thinks they can speak English well enough and speak to trustees well enough to get into the anymore. I think that's probably acceptable. And lastly, Rusty had noticed the announcement that came out from Orange County yesterday that they're looking for a private equity manager and looking for other public funds to come in alongside them in order to reduce fees. This is part of an ongoing discussion. Consider it a grand experiment I think Orange County is taking the lead on. We'll see how well it works out. It's got some great goals, a lot of operational issues to be overcome, and we're staff is watching it very carefully. There may be an opportunity for Contra Costa down the road.
What has Orange County have? How many do they have right now?
They have just issued an RFP.
Okay.
Basically.
For it.
For this. And the idea that they're putting out there is basically, and Orange County is saying they're going to do the work on this initially. But if they can bundle Orange County's commitment with other California public fund commitments, basically they're saying, what can you do for us on fees? I think the other California public funds who would come into it would have to do their own independent vetting process. There would be, the boards would have to make a decision. Staff's consultants would have to opine on this. There would be individual side letters, individual documentation and everything, but it's basically, I think
so in layman terms, $250 million commitment would jump to maybe $1.5 billion commitment with the joining of other funds, and therefore lowering the rates because it is so much. Is that the idea?
The commitment size would increase not to the levels you're looking at there.
Okay.
I think you're talking more like one individual system would probably commit in the $75 to $100 million range. Multiple systems could probably get that up to the $300 to $500 million range.
Okay.
Yeah, but you're talking almost like a sovereign wealth fund when you talk like that, man. The sovereign becomes the pension fund. They're all going to drop it in and take their piece.
From the administrative side on this, the legal side is completely unknown. I don't know what they've done to look at this, if some sort of consortium is going to be formed. We haven't even, we've just heard about it right now.
So basically, there's an interesting idea floating around out there that's not fully gelled yet. They haven't tested, I mean, there hasn't been firm government or firm.
Maybe this is a territory for the new compliance officer, huh? Is it territory for him?
I think it's a territory for a lot of people.
Okay.
Including defense. Are they talking, Tim, just about, let's use the word, commercial investments? Or would they be wanting to kind of try to replicate, like how CalPERS has a lot of private? What would be the investment vehicles they'd like to drive?
It's starting with private equity fund of funds.
Ah, there you go.
Okay.
So they could play hardball with some of the...
See what
I understand.
Few reactions are possible in the marketplace.
And have freedom, yeah.
Okay.
Karen, anything?
Nothing except for the update on our favorable letter of determination that we got from the IRS. We have a copy of it in the agenda packet. And we're working with our tax consultants currently to see if we can prepare a filing for Cycle C because this letter expires in January of next year.
I would also like to congratulate Karen on this because the day she came in the door, it was over five years ago, and the day she came in the door, one of the first things I said is this is what we need to get done. We were also one of the first 37X systems to receive the letter. Mm-hmm. There's a group that's working through a different attorney. They have not yet received theirs. We chose a different route with tax counsel, and we were very successful. I understand Fresno just got theirs, too.
Wait. With all congratulations on the letter, but she said you've been with us 5 years now?
Over 5 years.
Oh, no.
Nah.
Time goes by. Congratulations
that's been
on the
in coach class, I want you to
And that was in the coach class.
Oh that's my God. Reasonable. With all she didn't need the edit leg room.
With all the work and expectations of this, the letter itself physically is very unimpressive.
See the one we have from 1987.
But how many counties have a letter? Paper. How many counties have a letter?
Right now we know of three that have favorable letters.
Yeah, there's two that have a clean letter. Harvey.
Our office just got it for Fresno.
Clean letter?
And there's one.
Santa Barbara.
Santa Barbara has a clean
letter. Santa Barbara has a clean letter because the county filed originally on behalf of the system. So everybody who didn't sign up for the SACRS consortium group has gotten their letters. Which
is interesting.
I'll leave that comment.
Is that the other attorney in the plan?
It was Bob Lum. That's pretty funny.
Bob Lum. That's
but
what
he
I.
Left, but he
target
left.
Target Tea Party. Or
but that whole group hasn't.
So it paid for us to go out on our own.
Because there was some little intense words I think said when the two things were forming. Weren't we kind of like betraying them by? Going
something like that.
Something like that.
The mind loses those.
But we have it and they don't. They have not achieved it yet.
Yes.
It's ever pending.
Way back in early Tier 2 days, before retirement contribution, they were still taxed. So my understanding is I'm one of those weird ones that gets a split. Even though we have this, when I get my retirement, the stuff that was paid will not be tapped.
We keep track of everything in the system that way.
Well,
thank you.
Maybe on the main check, not on mine.
When I retired.
The amount that you paid.
You're Tier 1.
It won't show on your check, it'll show on the 1099.
My current survivor's pension, whatever you want to call it, beneficiary's pension, does not show it. It's a teeny amount, but it doesn't show it. But it's supposed to show it on the main ones.
Yes.
Like when I get my pension, it'll be carved out.
That's
how
right,
much
yours is coming as a deferred. Deduction. That's right.
Right. Okay. It's not on the 1099 or something on.
We'll work with you on that if you're not.
I mean, this goes back to the early 80s, so you know. Then I think they changed it in about 85 or something.
No, they they moved in groups.
Rusty.
Yeah, just one quick question. Notice the letter expires December 31st, 2014, but when do we start?
January 31st, 2014.
January 31st.
So 2 days from now.
I knew it was early, but so do we need to refile for another letter?
So the Cycle C filing deadline is that date exactly. But because the IRS has taken longer than was first anticipated to get back to everybody, they issued an extension. It's voluntary, and pension systems are allowed to go with Cycle E instead of Cycle C, which gives us a couple more years. But then we would be in a situation where this letter would expire, and we wouldn't have a current one. And that's why we're looking into whether or not we can get our filing together for Cycle C. We think it's doable. What we do is we update the main part of our plan document is the 37 Act and now PEPRA as well. What we need to do is update our plan document to include some of the urgency legislation that just passed that is already in effect. Hasn't been included in our plan document yet, but if we do file in Cycle C, we need to do that. So that's why we're working with Ice Miller to see if we can make that filing deadline.
All right, thank you.
That's your filing.
Anything else from staff? No? Harvey, any outside professional types? Trustee comments? Richard?
Yeah, I was at the Long Wharf